You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
An attitude of gratitude. We've come to what seems to me, the most overlooked and forgotten and unpracticed holiday, Thanksgiving. The giving of thanks, an attitude of gratitude. Does that describe you? Think about it, an attitude. You know, oh, that person's got an attitude. An attitude of gratitude. The Apostle Paul wrote, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. People struggle all the time. Oh, I wonder what the will of God is for me. Should I take this job? Should I not take it? Should I move here? Should I move there? This is the will of God. In everything, give thanks. There's very few times you'll see that in the Bible. Number one is keeping yourself sexually pure. This is the will of God, that you abstain from fornication. And number two, in everything, give thanks. This is the will of God. I love how the easily offended bunch offer this advice. They say that text doesn't say for everything, but in everything. All right, I'll buy that. Then try this verse on for size. Ephesians 5:18. Catch the attitude of gratitude in this verse. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So here Paul says, give thanks always. Give thanks for all things. The other text he says, give thanks in all things. That is in your situation, whatever you're going through. Here he says, give thanks for all things and give thanks to God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. How can he say that unless God is responsible for all things? In an overarching way, at least. Otherwise, he wouldn't tell you to give thanks for everything. God is sovereign. He worketh all things. Ephesians 1:11. God works all things according to the counsel of his own will. That's how Paul can say, give thanks for everything. Because God's working everything out. A sparrow doesn't fall to the ground apart from his will. He's got every hair on your head or beard numbered. How about the Old Testament? We're looking at Thanksgiving here this morning at Island. Psalm 69:30 says this, I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Psalm 50, verse 14, offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Now you pay your vows with the fruit of your lips. You pay your vows with what comes out of your mouth on a daily basis. You pay your vows by offering up praises to God for all that he's done in your life. Are you grateful to God this Thanksgiving for all that he's done in your life? This axiom I have found to always be true, which is why Jesus said it. Those that have been forgiven of much, love much. Those that have been forgiven of little, love little. Nehemiah says this about our great God. He says, but you are God, ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abundant in kindness. Nehemiah 9:17. Look at these attributes given by Nehemiah and now by Moses. Moses says this, we looked at this Wednesday night. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. That's Exodus 34. Praise be to our God. Look at this list. God is good. That's my message to you today. Is everyone so shocked? God is good. That's what we're here to say today. God is good, and he's been good to you. And I want you to leave today remembering that God's been good to you in your life. Look at this list here. He's ready to pardon, gracious, merciful, takes a long time to get sore, and abundant in kindness. And now Moses adds to that, merciful. Hey, there's a duplicate. Gracious, there's another duplicate. Long-suffering, there's another duplicate. You know, I think we're onto something here. Apparently, God must be merciful. Everyone says it in the Old Testament. God must be very gracious. God must have a track record of long-suffering toward you. He's patient and long-suffering. That's the word macro. You know what macro means? Far off. Macrothumia, where the word thermos comes from. It means heat. Long time to get sore. Thank God for that attribute. The creator of the universe has been merciful to you. He's gracious to you. He remains long-suffering towards you. He loves you. He saved you. For God demonstrates his own love towards you, in that while you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. Allow me to add one from the prophet Jeremiah, found in the book of Lamentations. I played a song a minute ago. It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore I'll hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. That's Lamentations 3:22. Now let's turn this morning to Psalm 103 and continue with our theme here this morning of bringing your thanksgiving to God. Psalm 103. Everybody there. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. That's another great song, isn't it? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I'm not the only one who knows that, am I? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all of his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities. Who heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from destruction. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Now we're taking the time today to thank God for all that he's done in our lives. I can't begin to tell you all the Lord has done in my life these last couple of years. The devastating passing away of my wife, CJ, almost 2 years ago in a couple of weeks. And yet God has blessed me with the most magnificent way by putting Carol in my life and bringing us together. God's been good to me. Personally, I've been entrusted with the highest possible blessing and responsibilities, of which I'm eternally grateful. The privilege of standing in the pulpit is the greatest of all honors. And those that know me know how serious and grave I take it. The privilege of being approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, my calling. 1 Corinthians 2:2-4. To be approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. The privilege of being a Bible translator. That God would trust and entrust me to offer to the public my own translation of His Word. I'm so grateful this Thanksgiving to Almighty God for all that He's done in my life. Now, each and every one of you can and should make your own list as well for all that God's done in your life. Now, back to Psalm 103 for a couple minutes. Let's unpack these blessings here in this psalm. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless, Hebrew word, barak. And interestingly, the word finds its origins in the word for knee, your knee. This is where this word barak comes from. So to bless has the sense of bowing the knee in blessing. Quite the truth then, as we considered God blesses us. Used 324 times in the Old Testament is this word barak, bless. Like this verse, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us barak, let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. So, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. My soul, soul is the word nefesh in Hebrew, my inner being. Bless His holy name. That's the name of Jehovah, Yahweh. The one who is and was and is to come. The great I am, the name of the Lord. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He's also to be feared above all gods. 1 Chronicles 16:25. Psalm 48:1, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God and His holy mountain. Psalm 96:4, the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Psalm 145:3, great is the Lord and great to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. And yet He loves and saved you. Think about that. Almighty God speaks the universe into existence, and yet He loves you. He wrote and He said in Isaiah, your name is written in His hands. Church, let's praise the Lord in the house today. Now let's return to the scene of the... Let's offer up some thanksgiving here to God. Verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Boy, I talk about a benefits package. Good night. Forget not all of His benefits. Now, His benefits aren't tied into the money market or 401k or someone else's union dues or taxes. But God owns it all and the cattle on a thousand hills. It all belongs to Him. He said to Job, everything under heaven belongs to me. Benefits package. He loads you down with benefits. Look at His benefits package. Number one, instead of social security, you have eternal security. How's that one for starters? Your name's written in a book of life. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sakes we're killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for slaughter. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. He invented the Greek word here, huper nikeo. Nikeo, where our word Nike comes from. You put on your feet. Huper nikeo, super conquerors. That's what you are in Jesus' name. I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any created thing will be able to separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You've got eternal security. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. Jesus said, I give to them eternal life and they will never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. I and the Father are one. John 10:28. Instead of a 401k, you have a great hope for the future. A guaranteed hope. A promised hope. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Eye is not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men that which God has prepared for those that love him. Eye is not seen. You've never seen it. Ear is not heard. You've never heard it. Nor is entered into the hearts of men. That is, you've never thunk it. Is thunk a word? Well, it is now in the Esposito's Word of Dictionaries. I guarantee you this, you've got no idea. I wish your mother was here to hear this. What's waiting on the other side for believers? You've never seen it. Not on TV. Unimaginable. You've never heard it. You've never dreamed it in your heart, what God has got waiting for you when you die and leave this world. And when the angels come and take you away. With the heart, one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Now, the Bible says that God loads us down like an overweighted donkey. Or an old Three Stooges when Curly's carrying a piano. His legs are like that, and he's all squished down like that, down to the ground, loaded down. That's how you are with benefits from God. He's daily, not just once a week or once a month, or every Thanksgiving, he daily loads you down with good things. Amen. This is the time to get excited. Clap. That's all right. A minute to get a drink. I was saying to Carol earlier, I was thinking about the 10 lepers. Jesus healed 10 lepers of leprosy, and only one returned to give him glory. And Jesus said, where are the other 9? Weren't there 10 of you that were healed? Is there only one person that's returned to give glory to God? Are you grateful today for all that God's done for you? Those that have been forgiven of much, love much. Those are the greatest, most powerful saints I've ever seen. Are those that people that God has snatched out of the hellfire. The Lord Jesus also said regarding your 401k, he said, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust can corrupt and where thieves can't break in and steal. This 401k can't go bankrupt, but you've got to lay it up here by the works that you're doing here. Revelation 14, it says your works are going to follow you like a faithful dog following behind you. Will be your works. Where is that in the Bible? Revelation 13, verse 14. Blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. Your works are going to follow you. Lay up works up in heaven that no one can steal, that no rust can corrupt. I got this great Jesus license plate, and it's destroyed now because rust has destroyed it. Verse 3, an attitude of gratitude, really a continuation of the Lord's benefits package, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. It says in Colossians 1:14 and Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. So as we thank God for forgiving us of our sins, we worship and adore the Son of God who paid the price for us and died in our place and made forgiveness possible by his death on the cross. Because of this great love and mercy of God who loves us and wants to have communion with us, of which we're about to partake of in just a moment. In the meantime, let's let the psalmist remind us a little more of why we should offer up thanksgiving to God. It also says he heals us of all of our diseases. Friends, we wouldn't last a moment in this sin-infected world without God healing us daily of the things which invade our bodies. I mean, people die of sickness in this world, but if you had any idea how many things God has healed you from, you'll find out someday, probably, if he feels like telling us. Haven't you ever had that feeling or known before that something bad was going to happen and out of nowhere someone protected you from it? Traffic accident? Falling asleep driving? Slipping on a banana peel? I know everyone can relate to that. Sometimes we're not healed. You win either way. This is why people can laugh or smile at a Christian funeral. Because it's not the end. Last funeral in here was Roy Edwards. I've never seen so many smiles in this church. Everyone loved Roy. But we've got the joy of knowing where Roy is going when he leaves this world. That's how we can smile at a funeral. Eye is not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men that which God has prepared for those that love him. Until the angels come and take you away, then you don't need faith anymore. Hallelujah. Who redeems your life, verse 4, Psalm 103, verse 4, redeems your life from destruction. Think about that. Slow down this morning. Think about this. He redeems your life from destruction. And it says he crowns you. I love that. He crowns you. God's going to crown you today. Where's the dog? I would never do that. What does God crown you with? He crowns you with, what does it say? Loving kindness. The most famous Hebrew word in all of the Hebrew language. It's the word hesed. H-E-S-E-D. Loving kindness. Offer up. Why offer up Thanksgiving to God today and this upcoming week and every week and every day, I hope? Why? Because God has redeemed your life from destruction and he's delivered your soul from hellfire. And he's redeemed you by accepting the offering made by his son on your behalf. And again, the Lord's crowned us with hesed. I once heard J. Vernon McGee explain what this word hesed, loving kindness, means. He said this. He said a young child was asked if they knew the difference between kindness and loving kindness. And she goes, yeah, I know the difference. Kindness is when you ask your mother for some toast and she gives it to you. Loving kindness is when you ask your mother for some toast and she puts butter and jelly on it without you asking for it. And that's the way God is. God in his loving kindness is an exceedingly generous giver to all of you. He doesn't just give you some blessings. He gives you blessings with butter and jelly on it. He gives you the best. That's why the Bible says he daily loads us down with good things, benefits. The classic text and understanding hesed is Psalm 136. You can turn there. We're just going to look at two or three verses, and we're going to have communion. Psalm 136. Anytime the New American Standard gets it right, they translated the word loving kindness, one word. Other translations, I don't recall what they call them. Psalm 136, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his hesed is everlasting. Loving kindness. Verse 2, give thanks to the God of gods, for his hesed is everlasting. And verse 3, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his hesed, his loving kindness, is everlasting. All throughout this psalm, you read this word hesed, the loving kindness of God is everlasting. It's everlasting. It's not based on, listen to me, it's not based on performance. It's not based on how many sins you've committed on a particular day. It's not based on how good you are. It's based on the character of God. He loves you so much, he sent his son down here to die. You guys got to understand this. It's not performance-based. It's not based on anything that you can do or earn. It's based on the character of God. Jesus died for you on your worst day, not on your best day. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The loving kindness of God is based on the character of God. And God loves you. Amen to that. So give thanks today, church, to Almighty God for his hesed, his loving kindness toward you. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations.
And I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of you. God bless you guys. Hope you have a wonderful day here today. Happy Thanksgiving. God bless you and your family and your children. And may the peace of Jesus Christ be with you this day. We'll see you back here again tomorrow. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. This is Denny Nugent with today's question, which comes from a listener named Lisa. She asks about the tension between divine election and human responsibility. Her question, if God chooses who will be saved, how can he still hold sinners responsible for not believing the gospel? What does Scripture say about that, John?
The bottom line in the Bible is that no one is saved by his own power, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Old Testament. And the New Testament puts it this way, who are born not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The New Testament is clear about the doctrine of election, names written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world, chosen in him before the foundation of the world, predestined, all of that's in the Bible. It is obvious that if God chooses some to be saved, he passes by others. That is what Scripture teaches. The balancing aspect of that, however, is that God holds all people responsible to put their trust in Christ and to be saved. Now, while those two things seem mutually exclusive, the Scripture lays them side by side. The sinner is responsible if he rejects. He is accountable if he rejects the gospel, and he is punished because he would not believe. We have to hold those two in tension and realize that the harmony and the unity of those two is clear in the mind of God, but it's beyond our comprehension. For us, all we need to know is that if we've come to salvation, it's by the power of God, and if we reject, it's because of our own will, and we are responsible.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more information about John's New Testament commentaries, or if you have a question for John, go to MacArthurCommentaries.com.
Portions of WMIE's Broadcasting Day are underwritten by Treasure Your Landscape. Treasure Your Landscape is a licensed and insured family business based in Brevard County with many years of experience in the landscaping business. They always work hard to gain your utmost satisfaction. They bring passion and proficiency to every project with a commitment to impeccable service. Treasure Your Landscape. Available at 321-749-1432. They are a comprehensive hub for all outdoor space enhancement needs. Their services include the installation of premium artificial turf, carefully designed putting greens, meticulous landscaping services, and expert paver installation. They can transform your outdoor area.